我们讲到第三章以后啊，我们讲过第一章的第二章。Before we fellowship and public meeting, we speak on chapter 1 and 2.
第三和第二章是非常重要的。
Chapter 1 and 2 is very important.
第一章讲到什么呢？
What does chapter 1 tell us about?
第一章告诉我们这个过约旦河这件事是出于神的话。
The crossing of the river Jordan is of God.
不是以色列人他们自己有这个起义他们要过的约旦河。
It's not the suggestion of the children of Israel to cross the river Jordan.
乃是神把这个话语告诉约书亚吩咐他们要过约旦河。
Rather, it is the commandment of God telling Joshua that they should cross the river Jordan.
这是他们这一件事的根基。
This is the foundation of the word.
如果没有出于神的话他们就没有办法过约旦河。
If it is not because of God, they cannot cross the river Jordan.
事实上所有一切属灵的事的根基都是在神的话。
All the foundation of the spiritual things are of God.
所以那就是为什么神的话对我们如此的重要。
So how important is the word of God to us?
因为每一件属灵的事都是根据主的话。
Because all the principle of all spiritual things are based upon God's word.
好，这是第一章，他们有了主的话。
So this is chapter 1, they have the word of God.
然后就进到第二章。
Then we come to chapter 2.
那第二章讲到什么呢？
What does chapter 2 tells us about?
第二章讲到不但要有主的话，他要对主的话产生信心。
Not only we have the word of God,We also should have faith in the word of God.
第二章讲到一个人叫拉合。
We have chapter 2 speak of a woman named Rahab.
如果你读过希伯来书的话。
If we read Hebrews.
在希伯来书十二章里面讲到很多信心的伟人。
In Hebrews chapter 12 speak of a lot of persons that is famous for their faith.
Example
of faith.
拉合就在他们的当中。
Rahab is one of them.
拉合这一个人怎么可能跟那些信心的伟人列在一起呢？
How could Rahab be one of those famous men of faith?
你知道拉合跟什么人摆在一起吗？
How could where is Rahab put in chapter 12 of Hebrews?
那你讲到亚伯拉罕，讲到以撒，讲到雅各，讲到约瑟，讲到摩西。
In chapter 12 speak of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses and Rahab, Joshua and Rahab.
没有加叙了。没有约书亚。
No Joshua.
摩西下面就讲到拉合。
After Moses, then they speak of Rahab.
那些人都是他们的祖先里面最伟大的人物。
These five people are one of the famous men.
怎么会一下讲到拉合呢？
But afterwards they speak immediately of Rahab.
但我们来思想，这是不可能的事。
According to our concept, it's not possible.
因为这里告诉我们，拉合乃是一个信心的。一个见证的人。
But rather they speak concerning Rahab is a woman of faith.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
信心就是属灵的眼睛看见的。
Faith is the spiritual eyes have seen already.
当亚伯拉罕讲到亚伯拉罕的信心的时候，他们说亚伯拉罕看到一座城。
When they speak of Abraham, they said Abraham has seen a city.
亚伯拉罕的肉眼从来没有看到一座城。
The physical eyes of Abraham, they haven't seen the city yet.
但是他的属灵的眼睛看到一座城。
But his spiritual eyes already seen the city.
那就是他的信心。
This is his faith.
这个约书亚呢有神的话告诉他们他们要过约旦河。
Joshua having the word of God that they should cross the river Jordan.
神告诉他要把那些敌人都要被他们赶出去。
The word of God tells Joshua that they should drive away the enemy.
但是呢，拉合这个人乃是看见那件事实。
But Rahab already have seen the fact.
虽然拉合并没有听见这件事。
Even though Rahab haven't heard of this thing.
但是他的灵里面已经看见了以色列人要把这些疆的人赶出去。
But in her spirit, she already knew that the Israelites will drive away the enemy.
这就是他的信心。
This is her faith.
我们是不是也有这样属灵的看见？
Do we have this spiritual thing?
我们在这里走属灵的道路。
But we are walking on this spiritual way.
我们需要有一个属灵的看见。
We should have a spiritual eyesight.
这个看见就是我们的信心。
This spiritual thing is our faith.
所以在希伯来书十二章里面， 没有记约书亚的名字。
In Hebrew chapter 12 does not mention the word, the name Joshua.
但是却记了这个拉合的名字。
Yes, it mentioned the name Rahab.
如果读马太福音的话。
If we read Matthew.
如果你翻到第一章的时候。
In chapter 1 of Matthew.
你就发现这个拉合就是那个波阿斯的祖先。
We see that Rahab is the ancestors of
Boaz.波阿斯就是大卫的祖先。
Boaz is the ancestor of David.
所以这个拉合就成为这个主耶稣的那个家谱里面的一个。
And Rahab has become the
part of genealogy.
The part of the genealogy of Jesus.
我们实在感谢神，他的工作实在是奇妙。
Praise the Lord that his work is really marvelous.
好。第二章他们有了这个信心。
Chapter 2, after having the faith,
这个信心乃是借了这个女人拉合得来的。
And this faith has been gained through the woman Rahab.
到了第三章他们已经准备要过河了。
So in chapter 3, they are prepared to cross the river Jordan.
好，我们来读两处的圣经。
Let's read two portions of the word.
我们从第三节读到第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 3 to 5.
好，我们翻到以后，我们一起来读。
Let's read all together.
吩咐百姓说：你们要看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见利斯利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去。只是你们和约柜。道路行向来没有走过的，耶稣啊，吩咐百姓说：你们要自己，因为于是，好，我们再读十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
等到台天下，主耶稣约祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水，必然断绝，立其成圣。所以我们从约书亚的话里面可以发现几个重要的点。
From the words of Joshua, we can see several important points.
头一个点是每一个以色列人他们都要看见那个约柜。
That every Israelite, the first point, that they will see the ark.
以色列人他们是很大的一个群众。
The Israelites, a big group of people.
所以当这些人要起来行走的时候不是那么容易。
To cause these people to move is not that easy.
往哪边走呢？
Where will they move to?
谁先走呢？
Who will move first?
这实在不是一件容易的事。
It is not a very easy matter.
所以耶稣亚告诉他们，你们每一个人呢，就要看见耶和华你们神的约柜。
Rather, Joshua said that every one of you can see the ark of the Lord.
这件事在我们的生命里面是重要的。
This thing is very important in our life.
以色列人如果没有看到约柜的话，他们就不知道他们怎么走。
If the Israelites doesn't see the ark of the Lord, they will not know how to move.
今天我们也是这样。
This is also our case.
你是不是有看到神的约柜？
Have you seen the ark of the Lord?
如果你没有看到的话，你怎么走的呢？
If you do not see the ark, then how can you move?
如果我们没有看到神的约柜，我们就不知道我们怎么走的。
If we haven't seen the ark of the Lord, we will not know how to move.
如果我们不知道约柜在哪里，那我们走的路很可能都是浪费了。
If we do not know where the ark is, then the way that we walk is wasted.
上礼拜赵师母告诉我们，我们每天都要与主交通。
Our sister Saul told us that every day we should have fellowship with the Lord.
为什么每天要与主交通呢？
Why should we have fellowship with the Lord every day?
就是看一看那个约柜在哪里。
It is to see where the ark is.
每天我们与神有交通的时候，就好像在我们的属灵的里面，来看到了那个约柜。
Having fellowship with God is to see the ark.
我们看了约柜以后，我们就知道那一天我们在地上该怎么走。
Then after seeing the ark, then we will know how to walk on earth today.
在以色列人在旷野里面行走的时候，每天都要来看见这个约柜。
Every day that the children of Israel in wilderness, they should see the ark in order to move.
不是看过一次就够了。
To see once is not enough.
昨天的看见。只有昨天有用。
Yesterday is only useful for yesterday.
每天早上起来，头一件事要看今天约柜往哪里走。
Every morning they should see the ark where the ark is. in order to move.
这是在我们的生活里面是一样的，一样的，一样的情景。
This is the same principle of our daily walk today.
要看约柜今天要我们怎么样走。
Is to see the ark, how the ark will lead us today.
第二件事情，他约书亚告诉他们，他们要跟着约柜来走。
Secondly, they should walk according to the direction of the ark.
所以头一个是要看见，第二个就是要跟随。
First is to see the ark. Secondly is to follow the ark.
一个人可以看见约柜，但是他不一定要跟着约柜的。
Maybe a person has seen the ark, but he will not necessarily follow the ark.
一个人可以走路，他可以不需要跟随任何东西的。
A person can walk and will not follow any person.
当我每天早上要上班的时候。
Every morning when I go to the office.
那我通常都是走一样的路的。
I always drive the same way.
每一天上班都是走同样的路。
I just drive the same way.
每一天下班我也走同样的路。
Also in coming home.
所以当我在开车的时候，我根本就不需要想我下面要怎么走。
When I drive my car, I need not think of what road should I take.
我甚至可以想很多别的事情。
I can think of other things.
或者我可以听收音机。
I can still hear the radio.
到了该转弯的时候，我自然而然我会转弯的。
When I need to turn, I will naturally turn.
完全不需要经过思想。
There is no need to pass through my mind.
如果我们属灵的道路是这样走的话，就非常的危险。
If our spiritual way is like this, then it's very dangerous.
属灵的道路也可以这样走的。
Spiritual way can be walked like this.
我们可以知道几条路。
We can know what way to take.
我们有一点点属灵的经验。
Because we have some spiritual experiences.
然后对我们来讲，每个礼拜就是这样，同样的。
And every week we know how to walk.
我们知道怎么样来聚会。
We know how to meet.
我们知道怎么样来听到。
We know how to hear the word.
我们知道怎么样来交通。
We know how to fellowship.
我们也知道怎么样回去。
We know how to go back.
这就是我们属灵的那个道路。
This is our so-called our spiritual way.
我们如果这样一直走的话，不需要经过思想的。
But if we keep on walking this way without thinking,
也不需要跟随任何事情的。
Without following anything,
因为到时候我们就知道怎么做。
Then we at the right time we know how to walk.
那约书亚说一句话。
But Joshua say one thing.
他说这条路是你们从来没有走过的。
Joshua said this way that you will walk has not been walked by you before.
如果一个基督徒在属灵的生命要成长的话，
If a Christian wants to grow in his spiritual life,
他要走他没有走过的路。
He should walk the way which he has not walked before.
每一天、每一年、每一个月，主要带领我们走一条我们从来没有走过的路。
Every day, every month, every year, the Lord will lead us to a way that we haven't walked before.
如果我们要走一条路我们从前没有走过的，
If we walk a way that we haven't walked before,
那我们就一定需要有人带领。
Then we need a person to lead us.
我们就需要来跟着约柜走。
We need to follow the ark walking this way.
如果我们没有这个需要的话，
If we don't have this need,
表示我们没有走那个从来没有走过的道路。
Then it represents that we are not walking the way that we haven't walked before.
最近主常常让我看见一件事。
The Lord always show us these days one thing.
就是我还没有走过的路太多了。
There are a lot of ways that I haven't walked before.
主一直给我看见那些路我没有走过的。
The Lord keep on showing me that this way I haven't walked before.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有走过的路实在太多了。
There are a lot of ways that we haven't walked before.
我们需要来跟从这个约柜。
We need to follow the ark.
因为他要带我们经过那些道路。
Because the ark will lead us into this way.
保罗讲过一句话。
Paul has spoken one thing.
他说当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I have finished my course.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是在跑我们当跑的路。
Have we finished our course already?
还是我们在同一条路天天跑来跑去呢？
Or are we walking the same way that we have walked before?
这件事情我们需要让主给我们看见。
May the Lord really show us, reveal to us.
把那个我们还没有走的道路指给我们看。
Causing us to see the way that we haven't walked before.
也叫我们能够来跟随他走上前去。
That we may follow him and go forward.
第三件事，在第五章里面他说你们要自洁。
Third thing is that in chapter 5 that we should sanctify ourselves.
这个字它本来的意思是分别出来归给神。
Sanctified means to be separated unto God.
当我们想要跟随主的时候，
If you want to follow the Lord,
我们就会发现一件事。
We will discover one thing.
我们需要分别出来归给神。
We need to sanctify ourselves, separate ourselves unto God.
一个人如果没有分别出来归给神的话，就不能够跟着约柜走。
If we do not separate ourselves, sanctify ourselves, then we cannot follow the ark.
这常常是我们最大的一个困难。
This is one of our hardest things.
一个人要跟随约柜的话，必须是一个分别出来归给神的人。
If a person wants to follow the ark, he should be a separated one in order to follow the ark.
要不然的话，这个跟随就非常的困难。
If not, to follow is a very hard thing.
在以色列人他们过来红海以后，
When the Israelites, after passing the Red Sea,
那个红海乃是象征他们与埃及分别出来。
It represents, the crossing of the Red Sea represents that they have been separated from Egypt.
但是虽然他们的身体已经从埃及分别出来了，
Even though their physical bodies have been separated from Egypt,
但是他们的心还常常想念埃及的事。
But their heart always reminds them of Egypt.
这就是让他们不能好好的跟随主的原因。
This is one of the main factors that caused them not to follow fully the Lord.
这也是他们在旷野需要走40年的原因。
And this is one of the reasons that they should walk in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以当他们来到约旦河的边上的时候，
So when they come to the banks of the River Jordan,
耶稣啊，叫他们重新分别出来，要归给神。
Joshua asked them to sanctify themselves once again to the Lord.
因为如果他们不这样做的话，他们不能过约旦。
If they did not do this, then they cannot cross the River Jordan.
最后一件事
，Lastly,
就是祭司要把他们的脚放在约旦河的里面。
The priests will put their feet first in the banks of the River Jordan.
他们以前过红海的时候不是这样。
In crossing the Red Sea, it is not the same thing.
神没有叫他们把脚放在那个红海的里面。
The Lord didn't ask them to put their feet on the Red Sea.
神叫摩西用杖放在水的里面。
Rather, he asked Moses to put his staff upon the sea.
然后红海就分开了。
Then the Red Sea opened up.
但是在约旦河的经历的里面呢，他们需要把他们的脚放在约旦河的里面，那个约旦河的水才分开。
But in the crossing of the River Jordan, it's a different thing because the Lord asked them to put their feet first on the waters of the River Jordan.
在红海的时候，他们算是这个属灵的婴孩。
In the experience of the Red Sea, they are spiritual infants.
所以主呢，怜悯他们，把红海分开来。
The Lord had mercy on them, causing the Red Sea to open up.
然后才让他们走下去。
And they could walk through.
但是到了约旦河的时候，他们已经属灵已经有点进步了。
But when the crossing of the River Jordan, their spiritual life has grown a bit.
所以主要他们做一件事，把脚放在河那河水里。
So the Lord asked them one thing, that put their feet on the waters of the river Jordan.
所以那个脚放下去的时候是困难的。
So putting your feet in the waters of the river is not easy.
因为那河水还没有分开。
Because the waters of the river Jordan has not opened up.
就是这个原因呢，很多时候我们的脚不愿意放下去。
And because of this reason, we wouldn't like to put our feet first.
因为不知道放下去会不会分开。
Because we are anxious that.The water will not open up after we put our feet on.
过约旦河乃是这样的一个经历。
But the experience of crossing the River Jordan is like this.
乃是在我们把脚放下去以后，然后看见整个工作。
Then after putting our feet in the waters of the River Jordan, then we can see the works of God.
我们感谢神，当我们把脚放在约旦河的里面的时候，约旦的河水不但分开了。
Praise the Lord, not only after putting their feet did the waters of the River Jordan open up.
他们很顺利的过去的。
They passed through peacefully.
这件事情也成为了一个 sign.
This is a sign.
在第四章的时候他就叫他们拿十二块石头放到那个岸上。
Joshua commanded them after crossing the River Jordan to put12 stones on the banks of the River Jordan.
然后把12块石头放在约旦河的河底。
and they put the stones in the bank of the river. The bottom of the river.
然后耶稣亚说这就是那个证据。
And this is a sign and a witness.
这个 sign 啊在圣经里面有三个意思。
A sign has three meanings in the Bible.
凡是一件事被称为是一个 sign 的话它总有三方面的意思。
If a thing becomes a sign, there are three meanings.
头一个意思呢这件事情乃是有带着一个信息的。
This sign means it brings in a message.
第二个呢凡是一个 sign 呢它都是一个提醒或者是一个确据。
If it is a sign, then it is a warning.
It's a reminder.
A reminder.
Or assurance.
Or assurance.
第三方面一个 sign 就是代表神的工作。
A sign also means the work of God.
我们看一些例子像过逾越节。
We can see some examples concerning the Passover.
这个逾越节是一个 sign.
The Passover is a sign.
这个 sign 里面有一个信息的。
In this sign, there is a message.
这个信息就是说借着那个宝血借着羔羊的血我们可以脱离这个咒诅。
Through the blood of the lamb, can we pass through the curse?
这是那个信息。
This is the message of the sign of the Passover.
这个逾越节也是一个提醒。
Passover is also a reminder.
当以色列人每年在一起过逾越节的时候
that every year when the children of Israel celebrate the Passover,
他们就想到主是怎么样带领他们从埃及出来的。
And remind them how the Lord bring them out of Egypt.
这个 sign 也是代表神的工作。
And this sign also represents the works of God.
当以色列人在家里面他们围着一起吃羔羊的肉的时候
When the children of Israel gather together and eat the flesh of the lamb
神差遣天使在埃及工作
Then the Lord sent the angel to work in Egypt
这个逾越节的事情完全不是人所做的
So the Passover is not altogether not the work of man
乃是神的工作
It's altogether the work of God
所以这个逾越节是一个 sign
So the Passover is a sign.
我们在想那个在神第一次毁灭世界以后呢他设立了红彩。
When the Lord destroyed the world, then he set a rainbow.
这个 rainbow, 这个红呢也是一个 sign.
The rainbow is also a sign.
所以它有这三方面的意思。
And it has three meanings.
它有一个信息。
It has a message.
它的信息就是神从此以后不用这个洪水来毁灭世界。
The message is that the rainbow represents that the Lord will not destroy the world by flood.
对，它也是一个提醒。
It's also a reminder.
当人看见这个洪的时候，就纪念到神是怎么样把挪亚他的一家从洪水里面拯救出来。
And it is a reminder that how the Lord saved Noah and his family through the ark.
人看到这个红的时候也就知道这是神所做的一件事不是出于人的。
And after seeing the rainbow, men will see that it's altogether not the work of man, but the work of God.
好那既然耶稣亚说这个过约旦河也是一个 sign。
So since Joseph said that the crossing of the river Jordan is a sign,
那这个过约旦河一定也有这三方面的意思的。
So the crossing of the river Jordan also has these three meanings.
它里面所代表的信息是什么呢
?What is the message that it represents?
这个信息就是人需要除去他的肉体才可以进入迦南。
It means to say that man should put away his flesh in order to enter into Canaan.
在旷野跟迦南地中间就有这个约旦河。
In the wilderness and Canaan, there is the river Jordan.
约旦河就是来让人不能够进入迦南的一个东西。
The River Jordan is one of the obstacles that causing people not to enter into Canaan.
如果迦南是代表神的丰富的话
If Canaan represents the riches of God,
约旦河就是进入这个丰富的拦阻
Then the River Jordan is one of the obstacles in entering into Canaan.
什么事情是让我们进入神丰富的一个拦阻
What is the thing that is an obstacle causing us to enter into God's riches?
就是我们这个肉体。
It is our flesh.
需要人需要把这个肉体埋在那个约旦河的底下。
We should bury our flesh in the river Jordan.
就像那十二块石头在约旦河底下一样。
Like the 12 stone had been buried in the bottom of the river.
不然人就没有办法进入约旦河。也没有办法进入迦南地。
If not, we cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
这就是过约旦河的那个信息。
This is the message of the crossing of the River Jordan.
过约旦河也有一个记号的，也有一个提醒的。
And the crossing of the River Jordan is also a reminder.
这就是那24块石头。
This is the 24 stones.
有12块石头在那个岸上。
There are 12 stones on the bank.
有另外有12块石头在河的。河的里面
and there are another 12 stones in the bottom of the river.
在岸上的那个12块石头是代表这个复活的生命。
The 12 stones on the bank represents the resurrected life.
那个12块在河底的石头代表我们这个已死去的生命。
The 12 stones in the bottom of the River Jordan represents our natural life.
这12块石头放在约旦河里面的12块石头放在什么地方呢？
Where is the 12 stone put on the bottom of the river?
第四章告诉我们，他们放在那个约柜所停留的地方。
It was put on the place where the ark stayed.
他们过河的时候是这样过的。
This is the way how they crossed the river.
那个约柜先走到河底，就停在河底。
When the ark passed and stopped at the bottom of the river.
然后那个约柜就站在那里，等到所有的以色列人都过了河以后。
Then the ark stayed there until all the children of Israel passed through the River Jordan.
然后他们把十二块石头放在那个约柜他们所站的地方。
Then they placed the 12 stones beside the ark for the ark stay.
然后呢，那个约柜才离开那个约旦河。
Then the ark moved away from the River Jordan.
所以我们死在什么地方呢
？So where do we die?
我们乃是死在那个约柜所在的地方。
We die in the place where the ark is.
那就是在十字架上。
This is on the cross.
这个约柜为我们下到那个约旦河里面。
The ark went through the bottom of the river.
约柜就是代表着耶稣。
The ark represents our Lord Jesus.
在我们还没有进到约旦河以前，约柜就先下到约旦河的底下。
Before we crossed the River Jordan, the ark was there.
代表基督先为我们死。
It represents Christ died for us first.
在我们还没有死以前
，Before we died,
耶稣先为我们死在约旦河的里面。
Christ died in the River Jordan.
然后当以色列人都过去以后，
After
那个约柜抬起来。
After the children of Israel passed through the River Jordan, then the ark was taken away.
那十二块石头就代表我们。
These 12 stones represent us.
我们也与基督。一同定在那个十字架上。
We have been crucified with Christ.
感谢主，还有另外十二块石头。
But praise the Lord, there are still another 12 stones.
那另外十二块石头乃是代表那基督复活的证明。
This another 12 stone represents the resurrected life of Christ.
他们原来是在河底的。
Before it was, they are in the bottom of the river.
他们原来是完全没有机会进入迦南的。
Or they have no way to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是因为约柜进到那个河底的缘故。
But because the ark passed through the bottom of the river,
所以河水就分开了。
Then the water separate.
所以这十二块石头可以见天日了。
And this 12 stone can
见到太阳。
The 12 stone can see the sunlight.
不但如此，他们差遣十二个人把这十二块石头从河底就扛到。迦南地区。
So they asked a person to take this 12 stones into the bank of the river.
这就是我们的光景。
It represents us.
我们原来是死在那个约旦河的里面。
Before we died in the river below the River Jordan.
主耶稣来了。
But Christ came.
把我们从约旦河的最底的深处扛到迦南地的里面。
The Lord brought us out of the bottom of the River Jordan into the banks of the river.
所以这十二块石头就成为我们的提醒。
So this 12 stone become a reminder.
我们常常要记得这两件事。
We should always remember these two things.
我们要记得河里的石头。
We should remember the 12 stone at the bottom of the river.
当我们仇敌来诱惑我们的时候。
When the enemy tried to accuse us.
当世界来试探我们的时候。
When the world tried to tempt us.
我们要记得这件事。我们是那河里面的十二个石头。
We should remind us that we are already those 12 stones that is at the bottom of the river.
我们要记得那个岸上迦南地的十二块石头。
And we should also remember that we are those 12 stones at the banks of the river.
让我们想到我们里面有这个复活的生命。
We should remember that we have this resurrected life inside of us.
第三，这过在约旦河也是代表是神的工作。
And the crossing of the River Jordan also represents the works of God.
虽然以色列人他们要把脚放在那个河底。
Even though the children of Israel need to put their feet in the waters of the river.
但让这个河水分开仍然是神的工作。
A crossing the waters to open up is still the works of God.
不但是神来首先是神来发起这个工作，也是神来完成这个工作。
Not only the Lord begin this work, He also finish this work.
他不但在以色列人的前面，他也在以色列人的后面。
Not only He's in front of the children of Israel, He's also at the back of the children of Israel.
神做事总是这样的。
This is always the works of God.
他在前面，他也在后面。
He's at the front, He's also at the back.
他带领人进约旦河，他最后一个从约旦河起来。
After leading the children of Israel, He also it's the last one to leave the River Jordan.
所以这里面让我们看见一个宝贵的事。
So we can see here a very precious matter.
一个 sign 出现了。
There is a sign that has been manifested.
这个 sign 怎么出现的呢？
How can this sign be manifested?
这个 sign 的出现乃是从神的话开始。
The manifestation of this sign begins at the words of God.
这个 sign 乃是因为人的信心。
And this sign came in because of the faith of man.
不但如此，乃是因为人有行动。
And not only this, because man has take some action.
然后这个 sign 就出现。
And this sign was manifested fully.
我们在这个地上，我们都有很多的行动。
Today in this world, we have a lot of action.
每天我们都有很多的行动。
We had a lot of action this day.
但是我们的行动，在面前都能够认识这些事。
May the Lord cause us to know this thing.
让我们成为一个跟随约柜的人。
That we will be a person who follows the ark.
让我们能够冲破这个约旦河的拦阻。
That we can go through the obstacle of the River Jordan.
进入这美好的迦南。
In order to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们一起去祷告。
Let's have some prayers.